As you go through your day each day, does it feel to you as though everything is out of control, that you don't have control over really anything? The more that you try to control events in your life, it seems as though the more things go literally out of whack. So control for you may in fact be a huge issue. If we don't feel as though we're in control, it's clearly going to be a challenge to balance hormones and come back into full health and wellness. Being able to regain a sense of control then is a key pathway to returning to health and wellness. Today and this week, I'm going to introduce to you an idea for how it is possible to reclaim control over the moment-to-moment decisions that we make throughout our day, throughout our week, throughout our lives. Muscle testing can be a valuable resource for anyone. We can do muscle testing on ourselves. You may have been somewhat exposed to the idea of muscle testing when a naturopath or a medical doctor might have asked you to hold out your arm, one arm or another, level to the ground, ask you a question perhaps, and then pushed your arm down toward the floor or the ground. If you are able to hold out your arm with strength, your body is saying yes to whatever question is being asked by the practitioner. And if your arm flops down to the ground, then your body is basically saying no. This muscle testing technique is used by many, many, many practitioners today as a way of getting information. One way, of course, is to do diagnostic tests, and those clearly have great reliability. Another quick way of being able to get reliable information is to do muscle testing. Many people believe that you have to be muscle tested by a qualified healthcare practitioner, whether that be an energy healer or an acupuncturist or a neuro-linguistic programmer or a naturopath or a medical doctor. Many people believe, well, I really can't do that myself. It's not true. Anybody can muscle test on themselves. Today, I'm going to introduce to you four rather interesting approaches that you can use to muscle test any question, anytime, no matter what you're doing, and nobody will actually realize what it is that you're doing, so you won't feel conscious. It won't feel as though you're making a display of yourself if you're in a public place. So muscle testing can be used moment to moment to make decisions about should I go outside, should I stay inside, should I take my walk now, should I take my medication now. It really, muscle testing can be used to answer any question, whether large or small. I need to give you a warning at the outset. When you do muscle testing and ask a question, you need to be very specific about the question that you ask. If you're going to be asking broad or general questions, then your body's going to give you an answer to that, but it won't be clear to you exactly what action steps are necessary. So clarity of being able to frame the questions that you are going to ask your body to answer using muscle testing need to be very, very specific. The second warning, and this is more of a caution, is your body needs to be very well hydrated. You can easily get wrong answers with muscle testing if the cells in your body are not adequately hydrated. I'm going to ask you to do a couple of tasks now and turn off this meditation recording so that you can attend to the task and then come back if you would please. And so first, the request is that you go and find yourself some pure water and drink a big 8-ounce glass of water. Obviously, you'll drink whatever water you typically drink. It's best to drink purified water, or at least as purified as possible. So this may seem like a strange request, and you might have already just drunk something, but go ahead and do it again, because it's important to be fully and completely hydrated when we're going to be testing out these various muscle testing techniques, and inviting you to choose a muscle testing technique that works best for you. So turn off the recording now and go drink yourself an 8-ounce or even more glass of purified water. Thanks for drinking some water. I have a second task for you, as if drinking water was not enough. The second task is the following. Please go to the place where you have whatever medications and supplements you typically take, whatever, wherever that place might be. And if you would, please collect together the medications and bring them here to where you are listening to this particular meditation. You can obviously, if you have a large number of them, you may not want to bring them all, but bring the critical supplements and the medications that you actually take on a daily basis. And the second material collection request that I have for you is the following. Please think about something that you put onto your body on a daily basis. This substance could be soap, because you are washing your body with soap. It possibly could be shampoo. It possibly could be a skin cleanser. It could be a skin softener. It could be possibly some form of makeup. It could be something that you actually put on your hair to soften it or give it a more brilliant color, whatever. I'd like to ask you to collect physically some container of an item that you put onto your body, and better yet, perhaps something that you've wondered whether or not it's a good idea to use that particular product on your body. In other words, you're wondering, well, I wonder if this is really a good thing for me to use when I wash my hair, or if this is a good soap to use to actually cleanse the skin of my body. So go find something that you're curious about, and I'm really suggesting, not in your imagination, I'm suggesting here, go get it physically. I mean, go get the container that you use and bring it here to where you are listening to this meditation, so that when you return back, you're going to have the supply of the medications that you take and the supplements, as well as whatever container of product that you to continually apply to your body. So turn off the recording now, and if you would, please go get these items now. Welcome back. I hope now you have the medications that you take, if any, and the supplements that you take, if any. Again, it's not necessary to have the full group, but what I really want to do is to show you how you can go about using muscle testing to evaluate whether or not particular medications that you take are advisable for you to take at this time. The supplements are advisable, and of course, whatever product that you've also purchased. You may be already familiar with muscle testing, and you may have a method of muscle testing that you know works for you. So what I'm going to do now will be to introduce some other possible muscle testing techniques that you could also use if they might appear to you to be more convenient to use depending on where you are and what you're doing. So I have four techniques that I'm going to now introduce to you for muscle testing, and each one of these require the assistance of no other person. And these are all self-help muscle techniques. You can all do them on your own. Please now stand up as you are listening to my explanation. And if you know the direction of north, stand facing north. If you don't know what direction north is, don't worry about it so much. This is not a critical part of this particular technique, but it's, for some reason, it helps to be able to stand north. And now, with this particular technique, what you're going to do is you're going to ask a question, and if your body is saying yes, the answer is yes to the question, you are actually going to find that you will lean forward just somewhat. I don't mean you're going to fall over, but you'll notice that you'll be literally leaning forward. Your body will be saying, yes, this is a forward yes. And if your body is saying, no, no, that's not correct, that's not right, your body's going to lean back just a little bit. You'll notice just a little falling back. Again, don't worry. You want to do this with your eyes open. You're not going to fall backward or forward when you actually do this testing. And of course, you'll be able to stop yourself if you go too far. So standing up now, please ask yourself a question as follows. Say, my name is Frank. Say that out loud. And now simply notice which way your body falls. Is it falling forward or is it falling backward? I'm thinking most of your names out there are not Frank. And so if this particular muscle testing method is right for you and is working for you in the moment, you're going to be falling back just a little bit when you say, my name is Frank, because that's obviously not your name. Now, if you would please, say your correct name. So what you'll say this time is, out loud, my name is, and then please place or insert your real name. And then just notice as you're standing up, are you just gently nudging forward a little bit? Just notice your body is moving forward. Or is your body just gently moving back a little bit? If you're gently moving forward, your body is saying, yes, that's of course my name. Your body is giving an answer to that particular question. If you're getting discrepant results, then it may be that you're not adequately hydrated, and what you can do is turn off this recording and go drink another 8-ounce glass of water. One of the powerful advantages of this technique is you can obviously use this anywhere. Crowded train stations, airports, grocery stores, shopping centers, on the corner of a busy street in downtown New York City. Doesn't matter where you are. You can literally stand, ask yourself the question, and see whether or not you're gently moving forward or gently moving backward. And I want to say at the outset that some of these methods are going to probably work better for you than others. So I want to go through the other three methods to see if you can't land on a method that for you zeroes in on a method that really works beautifully for you, one that you really like. The second method, which also can be used in most circumstances, is literally lifting a heavy object. I don't mean too heavy for you, but an object that perhaps is as heavy as a chair or a gallon jug of water. So you can do this sitting down or standing up. It actually doesn't matter. It may be easier to be standing up. The question then you can do is, first of all, obviously you need to find a convenient chair located nearby or some object that's relatively heavy. Again, you know, be careful. You don't want an object that's so heavy that it's going to be difficult for you to physically lift or that you would injure muscles in your back or your legs or your arms in lifting it. We don't mean that heavy. We just mean an object that is a little bit on the heavy side. So it could be a chair, it could be a gallon jug of orange juice, any kind of a container that has some kind of a weight to it. And now we're going to do the very same thing. What we're going to do is to ask you to go through the very same procedure. So what you'll want to do is say out loud, my name is Frank, and lift that particular chair up or that container up and see how heavy it is. Now, it'll be so heavy, and of course, that depends on exactly what object you're picking up and the condition of your muscles at the particular moment that you're doing this. And now, let's reverse this particular challenge, and what I'd like to ask you to do is to say, my name is, and now fill in the blank with your correct, your real name. And again, lift the chair up or lift the container up. And see how heavy it is. you should notice a difference. And so when you are actually picking up the heavy object and when saying the correct statement, that object should be easier to lift up than when you are lifting up the object saying the more difficult, the incorrect statement. You should notice a difference then in terms of how heavy the object is. When you're in a grocery store, for example, and you're trying to make a decision on what vegetable to buy, what orange juice to buy, whatever product choice you're trying to make a decision about, you can muscle test it and you can find a heavy object, perhaps a gallon water, and bring it over to where you're trying to make the choice and look at that choice and basically say, I need to purchase this particular orange today, and pick up the heavy object. And then if you have another object that you're trying to decide whether or not you need to purchase, you can ask that very same question, pick up the container, and the answer will be revealed to you. So if it's easy to pick up the object, if it's relatively light, the answer is yes. Your body is saying yes, go forward with that. Your body needs to have that nourishment. And if it's heavier, then your body is saying, no, that's not quite the right choice. Where does the wisdom of all this come from? I'm quite frankly not clear about that. I really don't know. But what I do know is many, many, many healthcare practitioners use muscle testing. It gives reliable results, and the proof is in the pudding. Basically, what happens is the results that people get are informative. When they take action on those results, they find that they are taking correct action for their particular body. So the second method that you could consider for your muscle testing is to basically lift an object that's relatively heavy. And obviously, the object could be any object anywhere. You don't have to use the same object all the time. And I also want to qualify for you. You don't have to necessarily say this out loud. It's just for right now, for being able to test out what muscle testing method might be most successful for you to use. It's really useful to just say these kinds of things out loud. A third particular technique that I actually use quite frequently and that happens to work for me, although I must admit I use them all, is what I call the finger chain technique. With this particular technique, and you can go ahead and sit down, you don't need to stand up for this one, although you can do it standing or sitting. What you'll want to do is to form a chain with your thumb and your index finger. So with your one hand, doesn't matter which one, your right or your left hand, what you'll want to do is to form a circle. And then with your other hand, what you'll want to do is to essentially also form a circle, but this one will go inside the other circle. So you've got two circles with each hand. The circles are being formed by your thumb and your index finger, and you are joining those together as if these are two links in a chain. So they're basically linked together. And then, of course, what you can do is, what you'll notice is, you can pull those apart. You can move your two hands away, and that chain either breaks or it doesn't break. And, of course, if you're holding it tightly, then you're not able to actually break the chain. So with this particular muscle testing approach, what you do is you ask a very specific question. And in this case, we want to do the very same thing. We want to say, my name is Frank. We want to join that chain together with our two circles, so that we're forming a chain with the thumb and the index finger of each hand. And then as we say, my name is Frank, what we want to do is to see how easy or difficult it is to pull that chain and break that chain. So go ahead and do that now. And if your body is saying no, my name is certainly not Frank. And again, of course, if it is, this is going to be reversed for you. Then it's going to be easy to pull that out. And when I do this, because I've done it quite a bit, literally my thumb and my index finger literally just fly apart. I mean, I just can't keep this chain linked together. And now we'll make the correct statement. And so what you'll want to do is you'll want to say, my name is, and fill in your correct name this time. and then join that chain together and see how easy or difficult it is to pull that apart. So your body, if your body is saying yes, of course your name is whatever your name is that you're filling in, it's going to be difficult for you to pull apart that particular chain. In other words, it's going to hold in there tightly. Your body is saying, yes, my name is whatever you said your name is. So when the body is responding with strength, the answer is yes. When the body is responding with weakness, the answer is no. And you can just experiment with this, asking various questions where it's obvious what the answer is, whether it's yes or no. And you can get a sense of exactly how it feels when the answer is yes and when the answer is no. So that's the finger chain approach. And again, as you can well imagine, you don't need anybody else with you or to help you to actually do this particular third muscle testing technique. You have full control and your body is giving you the answers. You're not having to ask anybody else about their wisdom, about their advice. You can count on yourself to know what the correct answer is. Now, the fourth muscle testing technique is one that I'm pretty sure most of you haven't heard of, but this is probably the coolest one of all. With this fourth method that I call the sticky finger technique, what you're going to do is to choose one of your hands. It doesn't matter which one, the right or the left. And of course, with this, you don't need to be standing at all. You can clearly be sitting, so feel free to sit with this. And what you're going to do is you're going to be rubbing your thumb around the index finger and the first finger of your hand. So literally the two fingers that are closest to your thumb. And what you're going to do is you're going to take your thumb and you're going to rub in a circle across those two fingers that are adjacent to the thumb. You're going to literally rub around in the circle, rub, 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 rub. Now here, the difference is that when your body is saying, yes, that is correct, what you're going to feel is a smooth, a dry, a resistance that literally does not exist, and you're going to feel that that thumb is going to flow over those fingers freely and effortlessly. It's going to be smooth, it's going to be dry, no resistance. So that's what's going to happen when the answer is yes. The body is saying, yes, go forward. When your body is saying no, what's going to happen is immediately you're going to feel some stickiness. It's going to feel wet. There's going to be resistance there. Sometimes when your body is really saying no, you can literally almost not even move your thumb in a circle across those two adjacent fingers. Now, this, I know, may sound to some of you a bit wild. How in the world could your body respond so instantly? And all I can say is, having used this particular technique myself many, many times, it works. It's really quite magical. So clearly, if you're trying to make a decision at a restaurant over what particular meal your body needs to have as nourishment, you can just go down the list with your, you can have your hand underneath the table. You may be present with a bunch of coworkers or friends. They're not going to even know what you're doing. And all you do is you move that thumb across those two adjacent fingers. And with each one, you ask, of course, silently, is this the meal that I need to use as nourishment for my body now? And move your thumb across those two adjacent fingers. And if it's smooth, if it's dry, the answer is yes, your body would love that meal. And if it's sticky, the answer is no, that's not a good thing to put into your body. So you can literally use this particular sticky finger technique to make any decisions anytime in the moment. It only takes about 5 or 10 seconds, particularly when you get used to using it. Let's now use the very same set of questions. What I'd like to ask you to do is to say the following: my name is Frank. And with this one, it takes just a little bit of experience to know exactly how it feels. I am actually putting my thumb across my first two adjacent fingers now. And there's a bit of stickiness, a little wetness there when I say my name is Frank, because clearly my name is not Frank. And I can see, yeah, this, in fact, the longer that I do it, the stickier that it gets. It's even a little bit jerky as I'm trying to put it across my adjacent two fingers. So you just kind of get sensitive to how it feels. It's not going to be totally wet or resistant usually, although sometimes that actually does happen. And now we'll just take a second break. And what we want to do is to switch. And what I'm going to say now is, my name is Robert. And what I'd like to ask you to do is to say, my name is whatever your name is. And let's do the very same thing. Let's take that thumb across those first two fingers. And mine are, boy, they're flowing around very smoothly. My body is saying, yeah, of course your name is Robert. There's no problem with that at all. So see what it feels like for you, if it feels smooth or not. And see the extent to which the contrast there was very obvious to you. The stickiness was clearly sticky, and then here when you're using your correct name, the answer clearly is, yeah, my name is, of course, the name that I'm using here to test this out. So you've got now four muscle testing methods. You're fully in control of these. You can choose any of these methods to use at any time for any decision. I mean, absolutely any decision you'd like to make. Now, having run through this list, I'd like to invite you to choose one of these methods for the following muscle testing assignments that I want to make that we can do right now. Now, if you have another muscle testing method that you use that we haven't actually introduced here, please feel free to use that if you know that one works. But if you don't have a customary muscle testing method that you'd like to use, then I'd like to invite you to choose one of these four that we've just introduced to you. Choose any one of the four, of course, will be just fine. And now, I'd like for you to place into one of your hands the first medication that you see there on the table, wherever you've placed these medications, or it could be a supplement if you're not taking medications. Put that in one of your hands. And what I'd like for you to do now is you'll want to muscle test the question, does my body need to receive this medication? Does my body need to receive this medication? And muscle test that now using whatever method you've chosen to test and see whether the answer is yes or no. Now, of course, with a little luck, you'd like to have a yes answer because you obviously don't want to be taking a medication that's not right for you. But you can also explore many, many, many more follow-up questions about this specific medication. For example, you can say the following: do I need to take this medication now? And you can muscle test that right now. So go ahead and do that. Do I need to take this medication now? And now you can ask, how much of this medication do I need to take? And again, as you can well imagine, you can string out a whole series of questions about this specific medication. Particularly if the answer is yes, you do need to take this medication, but it's not clear exactly how frequently would be a good idea for you today or in the moment. And of course, any particular decisions you make with muscle testing need to be confirmed with your healthcare practitioner and your doctor. Now take the second supplement or medication that you've got in front of you and do the very same thing. Muscle test that. Does my body need to receive this medication or supplement as nourishment? And muscle test. Right now, hold it in one hand and muscle test that second medication or supplement and see whether or not your body says, yes, I need this medication or this supplement, or see whether your body says no. The answer is no. Now, you may be surprised by the answer. You may have figured that that's, of course, a good thing for you, and it may be the muscle testing is suggesting no, at least for right now, that's not advisable. And if you're curious to know more, again, what I want to suggest is then simply begin asking follow-up questions. Be very specific and ask question after question about that particular medication or supplement. Now, the third assignment that I've got for you is to take both of those and put both of those in your hand together, both at the same time, and muscle test that. So what you want to say is, does my body need to receive these medications and or supplements now for my own nourishment? Ask that question and be aware of how specific the question is that you're asking. I'm asking a pretty general question here at the outset, so just be aware of whatever the nature of the question is that you're asking. Ask it and muscle test using whatever method you've chosen. and see what answer you get. What is your body actually telling you? It's possible that the test for the first medication was yes, of course my body needs that. It could be that the answer for the test of the second medication was yes, of course my body needs that. But the test of the combination is no. So it could be when you combine those two together, there is an adverse contraindication that your body is having a mineral or a vitamin depletion as a result of taking those two medication and or supplements together. Or it could be that there are side effects that are occurring because you're using those two together. Now, muscle test that, see what the result is. Be curious about whatever result you get. And now, what I simply suggest that you do is to look here on the table and notice how many medications that you have on the table. And after this particular meditation is done, I'd like to invite you to select each one, and, depending on however many you have, and muscle test each one to see what the result is, and then begin to muscle test combinations of these medications and or supplements. Just begin to put the various combinations together in one hand and muscle test and ask the question, is this combination right for me? And then if you want more information, then it may be you need to ask questions like, okay, if I'm not supposed to take these together, would it be better for me to take them separately and see what the answer is, see what answer your body is actually giving you? And if the answer is yes, it's better to take them separately, then you want to say, well, how many hours difference should there be? So if I take this prescription medication now, should I wait 5 hours to take this particular supplement? And then you can muscle test that. And if the answer is no, ask 6, ask 7, or perhaps you need to go down and ask 3, 4, or 2 and find out what your body is saying. And then, of course, there are other muscle testing techniques you can use. So if you're not sure you're getting a reliable reading on that, we've given you 3 other techniques you can use, and you may know of others that you can use as well. So you've got a lot of ways of doing other checks. If you're just astounded by the result you're getting, then you can follow up and say, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right. You can do some other muscle testing techniques. If they are all saying the same thing, then it's time to go talk with your doctor about perhaps adjusting whatever medication that you've been taking. Now, the final assignment is, I also at the outset ask you to bring a product. Product of something that you're putting on your body, a shampoo, a soap, a cleanser, a makeup, whatever. So that now is in front of you. I'd like to ask you to do the same thing, is to pick up that product, whatever it is, put that in one of your hands, and with whatever muscle testing technique you've chosen to use, go ahead and test the question, should I be putting this on my body? That can be your question. Should I be putting this on my body? You're holding that in your hand and muscle test. See what the answer is. Is the answer yes or is the answer no? Sometimes you get an in-between answer. It's not a clear yes and it's not a clear no. And actually, that is the answer. That is, your body is saying, well, it's okay. It's not great. It's not bad. It's okay. But of course, what that's also telling you is there may be other products out there that your body would say yes to. I really need to have this soap. I need to have this shampoo. I need to have this essential oil. I need to have this cleanser on my skin. So there are many nuances to the muscle testing results that you'll be able to actually observe as you get more experienced with this. Your invitation then today is to finish muscle testing everything that you have brought to muscle test and get some results. Get curious about what those results actually mean. Begin to ask some follow-up questions with your healthcare practitioners if some of the answers are no, this is not the right product for me to be taking. If you tested a supplement, for example, if you tested a vitamin D3 and the answer was no, it's possible that your body is saying you should not be taking that specific supplement It does not mean necessarily that you should not be taking vitamin D3. So the answer may be that the supplement itself is not a good supplement. It's not what your body needs for whatever reason. So just be aware, just because you're testing a specific supplement or a prescription medication, it may be it's that brand or that type of medication that's not right for you. Many people get many different results, for example, with Mucuna. Mucuna has a great variability in the quality, and so it's possible that your body will be saying, no, 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 don't take this Mucuna now, or it could be fava beans, don't take this fava beans, but it's simply that specific supply or that type of fava bean or that type of Mucuna that you're actually testing, and it may be that a higher quality or another source of that, your body is going to be saying yes. And remember, we all have different sensitivities, and so our body has unique needs and sensitivities. Muscle testing is a powerful way of being able to get moment-to-moment information about the decisions that are best for our bodies. You can muscle test anything. What I want to also be very cautious about saying is be very careful, as I said at the outset, about how specific your question is. So you'll want to, if you get an answer, just realize if you've asked a general question, you may not have enough specific information to know exactly what your body is telling you. So you'll want to be sure to always ask follow-up questions. If you're astounded by the result, like you may be testing a particular medication and the answer your body is giving is no and you can't believe it because you're pretty sure it's helping you, then, you know, do some follow-up muscle testings and see if you get reliability checks to confirm that, in fact, your initial assessment is right. And again, remember, hydration is an issue, so that if you're not hydrated, you're not going to get reliable results. So this has been a pure instructional meditation this week. I invite you to spend the entire week having fun, muscle testing everything, and seeing what the results actually are. And then following up with some action to see if, in fact, if you can't verify for yourself that muscle testing is a powerful way of being able to assume control over your life, your health, and your wellness. It's a perfect way to be able to balance hormones in my book of wisdom. This has been Robert Rogers. It's been a pleasure, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.